Welcome to episode 41 of the Friendship Podcast. On this episode, we have Nick Soin of Epic Tiki, who's a local comedian and YouTube sensation, and might also be my new best friend because I saw his dick. Also, CJ and BK almost complete their album to be released at the end of this season, as well as maybe the best unspoken we've ever heard between Murray and Tracy Morgan. Sit back and enjoy the Friendship Podcast.
Ask and ye shall receive. It's your big buddy CJ.
And your small, gentle giant BK.
And welcome to another bodacious episode of that thing that we call the Friendship Podcast. I don't think I've ever put an air horn in the intro. Yeah. So I'm coming hard.
Remix.
That's how we do it around here. Yep. All right. So we're gonna cut the intro short real quick here. Not short because it's the regular length.
Oh, did you just do this?
Yeah, I did. I did do that because I'm not fooling around here.
Yeah,
this episode I'm balls to the wall.
Yeah,
because I'm amped that we haven't had a bolo in some time.
Yeah,
Soulful Brother Jam.
Yep.
Shit. I'm sorry. We're gonna
can't
get sued.
Use bolo, man.
We're gonna get sued. Anyways, we're not boloing. Fuck you, Scott Aukerman. We're not doing it because
solo bolo bolo.
We have Benny Schwaz in studio. Just kidding.
Hey
just
guys. Kidding.
We have. In studio, you don't have to, in the last name, you can correct me after I say it, but we got Luke Soin.
Yes, that's actually correct.
Lucas Soin?
Nailed it.
Although I prefer to be Ben Schwartz because he went from late night page to guest in 10 years or something. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's the underdog story. His documentary will be the stuff of legend, I'm telling you.
He's Chris Pratt's he's backer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Ben Schwartz backer.
Yeah.
I'm still Benny Schwartz is hitting his
Benny Schwan.
Benny Schwaz is hitting his
House of
it?
Pies.
What are the things?
House of Lie Pies.
What's your thing when you're about to die? You want to hit your bucket list?
Oh yeah.
Your stride?
At this point, he's just got to host SNL and be on Simpsons, and he could just die.
That's his bucket
Whoa.
List.
Is being on Late Night
For Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, for Ben Schwartz.
Oh, okay.
Being on Late Night was like the main one.
How do you know all this?
Because I'm a big fan of Benny Schwaz.
Yeah, but this seems like you're going into his diary. Like, this seems like very personal shit that you shouldn't be divulging.
I read his blogs on rejectedjokes.com. Man.
Well, how do you feel about it, Benny Schwaz?
Oh, wait.
Supposed to do the voice. Thought we were going to do a thing. We're going to do a thing. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. those are all true things about me. I don't know. See, like now I don't know if I can do the voice.
It's fine. I put the pressure on you, and I apologize.
Yeah.
I think I have to start singing, and then I can get back.
I think
it.
He is going to be an impersonated person though, because like he talks so quick, and it's always just like his hand.
It's snappy.
Yeah,
he's a snappy character.
He is.
But we should
Solo
focus.
Bola bola.
We should.
Oh, Scott, it's really good to be here. I can't. It just sounds like some other thing. I don't.
Am I Scott? You're Reggie, obviously. Right?
Oh, of course. I mean, so I'm just sitting here putting the keyboard on a little bit.
Yep.
I can't play keyboard that well, so that's not that great. We should still get into why Luke is here today, because that's something that I'm sure listeners want to know about.
Yeah.
He has a show. Is a show, right? You can call it a show.
Yeah. I prefer show.
Okay. We have a show on YouTube, which is what people come up to me and they go, CJ, you're plugging YouTube all the time. What makes it so special?
What is this YouTube?
It's better. Well, one, it's a place on the internet where you can watch funny cat videos.
Okay.
But it's also the future of television.
Funny dog videos, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's
Don't
so many funny
out.
Animal videos.
Don't
like,
leave the dog.
And scary
there.
Ones, too. There's scary videos on there, too. So there's scary videos. There's pet videos.
Salad fingers.
Salad fingers videos.
That's scary.
How
like
to basic
rusty
is on there.
I wish I had something that like conveyed fear on the
how to basic fear.
Wait, no, I know.
Yo, get it twisted.
Yeah, DMX, my spirit animal will come to me and give me strength. But he has a show on YouTube called Epic Tiki. Epic Tiki. Epic Tiki.
Tiki Talk Talk Show.
Epic Tiki Tiki
it's
Talk Talk Show.
Because the channel's Epic Tiki though.
Yeah.
So, but it's Epic Tiki Talk Show.
I think it's actually good that it's so weird because then people kind of have to figure it out and they think about it more and then they remember it.
Yeah.
So, it's
Ricky Tiki Taffy Talk Show.
Yeah.
That's epic.
Tricky Flicky Bicky.
Tricky Ricky Tickies.
Hourly Quarterly Show.
Ricky Mickey Taylor Swift's dinghole. I don't know what that means.
Nailed it. I like that one.
I don't know how I've never heard
what
the
is
term
a dinghole.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, how has no one ever put that together?
I came here to release that phrase to the internet.
We have a lot of phrases on here that are very weird.
Dinghole is going to be right up there with them.
With what? Dinghole. What else? What else?
That's
because
when you get
here?
In there, you go ding.
That's true. Yep. You fucking ring the bell above your bed when you get it. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm in there.
It's the new Eureka.
And then you make another mark on your chalkboard, and then you take your belt out and you use your knife. And, yeah, you notch the belt. Yep. And I go, oh, white blonde girls, notch. That's seven.
It's like, oh, my black quota's a little low. I better prowl on that hella hard before the quota's up, or else boss is going to kill me.
That belt makes you look racist if you don't have enough black girls on it.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you're always taking out showing it to people. So, that I mean, you could just hide your racism if you're not... Showing off your notches all the time.
Well, then you have to do the notches on the inside of the belt, which is a smart. So that's life advice for you guys.
Hey, there you go. Dropping
life hack.
Pound
put
sign
your notches on the
pound
inside
sign
of the
friendship belt. Life hack right there. But on top of having the show, you're also would you say you do a comedy form that involves like a microphone and like a group of people where like you're kind of expressing your own opinions in a humorous manner in which other people find funny? Yeah.
You're a sit-down comedian.
Stand up.
Oh.
Stand up.
All right.
Sit down. Turn around.
See, I don't think of myself as a stand-up comedian because when I get on stage, I'm already standing.
Okay.
So I like to think that I'm a standing comedian.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it because standing up, it makes you seem like all you're doing on stage is like, you're like, I'm standing up, and then I'm going to sit down, and then I'm standing up.
By the end, you're a still standing comedian. Unless you've sat down during the performance.
I guess at the beginning and the end, I'm a walking comedian because I do have to transport my body from the stage to off the stage or onto the stage. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So that's like you're a move, you're a comic in motion.
Yeah. That's us breaking down how to get into comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
the most important part is to get to the stage.
Yeah.
And when you're there, compose yourself in a standing manner.
Yep.
Like
make sure
time.
You are standing.
Should somebody sit down in the middle of their set? Like, if they're like, this standing thing's overrated, I'm going to sit down.
That's really risky.
You know, you can, but that's like level 27.
Okay. Okay.
Make sure you level up.
What would be okay? Then follow up question: what's your level then? What would you say your level is currently?
Like a
27?
Like a 13.
13, huh?
So you're like.
I cannot sit down. I'm not there yet.
One level away from pacing. You can start pacing soon, right?
Yeah, you know I don't do a lot of pacing. Yeah.
What about kneeling? What about taking a knee, like in the football movies where they're like, take a knee.
That I feel like that's actually tougher than sitting because. Yeah. You have to maintain more balance. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I could see myself kneeling down and then just, like, missing my knee on the floor and, like, falling.
Right.
So that's probably, like, a level 30, 32.
Yeah.
32?
I mean, that seems like kind of basic level, like, that almost starting ability, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get the run.
Yeah.
You get, like, the hold mic.
Yeah.
And then, you
the
know.
Run.
Like,
when do you run?
Yeah.
Well, when you do bad and you need
when
to
you
get
bomb.
Out of there?
Yeah. Because I've seen, I mean, I can't say I've seen, like, a ton of open mics, but the ones I've seen where I've seen, like, people bomb. Like, they either, like, go, oh, man, this doesn't fucking work, but it's okay. And then another one where some dude just, like, walked off the stage. Like, he's like, and then she said, and just left straight up. And
I've
I was
never
like.
Seen those, or maybe, like, once or twice.
Yeah, this was
where they're just
this
so
like a
embarrassed
year ago.
And dejected.
Yeah, I tried to dabble a little bit a year ago, and we're still fighting that battle. Yeah, that was both me. I came up as myself, and then. When I just was like, oh, fuck, I bombed, I put on a wig, came back up, and then that's when I just left. Cause I was like,
but it was what was weird is a wig that looked exactly like you're saying.
Oh, it was a little bigger. It was a little bigger, and it was like
it was
a little darker.
Quarter inch longer.
Exactly. Actually, they're just little tips I put on the ends of
everyone
it.
Everyone knew
the
it was
extensions
you.
Is what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little curly extension. But is there anything else outside of those things that we might have missed? Like, are you like a secret, like Indiana Jones type character where you're offspring? The band. Were you part of the offspring?
How's your self-esteem?
Do you keep it separated?
Oh, well, wait, what do I... Oh,
it's like eight questions.
I know. Yeah. We're getting really into it.
Well, okay. First off, I would like to be Indiana Jones, but I am not. So if anyone knows how...
Chris Pratt is, though.
I know.
Yep.
Somebody put this really amazing picture of him on social media somewhere. And it was somebody like
Imposed?
Photoshopped his face onto Harrison Ford's. Yeah, it would look just like he actually was wearing the costume.
It,
He's gonna. Yeah. I bet you is. I mean, I'll call him up after the show.
He's the perfect choice. Who else would you cast as Indiana Jones besides Chris Pratt? That's
Shia LaBeouf, of course.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah. I would maybe. Do it just to see what's up.
Mm-mm. He might. No, but he's actually pretty legit.
I can't
After
see,
21 and 22 Jump Street, I'm a fan.
I can't see through his dumb face, though. I don't believe he's gonna, he's, I don't believe he knows how to do anything with archaeology or teach a class.
He's a little bit too pretty.
Yeah.
Hey, did you not believe him in Coach Carter?
He was just a thug.
Yeah, I forgot he was
in everything. I know, right? We recently saw it, and it was.
But that does bring
good.
Up a question: could you picture Chris Pratt being a teacher?
Yeah,
yeah,
like a teacher's aide, like a teacher's aide, like or a substitute teacher.
It's
substitute
kinda,
teacher.
It was always hard for me to buy Harrison Ford as a teacher. Anyways, like when you see him in class, and you. And he's wearing that bow tie.
Yeah. He doesn't say shit to those kids either, except like reminding him to read a page in a book.
And then there's that girl in the class, and she goes,
"How many other
and
girls?"
And closes her eyes,
how
and
many
it says,
"Fucking in that class."
What does it say? Call me or something. But where's the phone number? Yeah. Bitch, what are you doing?
You've got my contact information.
It's like you've given it. You know, I've left it on your desk several times.
Illegally go into school records and get my address and phone number.
Back when it was simpler, man. Yeah. Nowadays, there's all these fucking flags and gates and, you know, reluctance you have to get through. It's fucking crazy, right? Am I right? Poor guys, right?
I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, we're right. Yeah.
I think that that's a whole subplot of the movie, that she knew he could get her contact information because she knew he was Indiana Jones and he could find all these artifacts.
But was he hiding
Do
it,
Do you
though?
Think that was deleted scenes?
Was he hiding it?
It didn't seem
question.
Like it. Like, I mean... He never put the shit on in front of like anyone who didn't know, but
I don't think that students knew his double life. I do not.
But it's the same name though. Like it's not Professor Jones, and then you think in the ledger of the of the school documents it doesn't say Indiana in the beginning?
Didn't he have a regular name?
I don't think so.
For school, no.
I thought it
no. I think you maybe Indy.
Indy, yeah, that's weird.
Or just
Professor
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
If college kids can't figure that out, then I'm sorry. They're fucking up.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
But he didn't get much press. Yeah. He never got it. He never.
Yeah,
got
I don't.
Accolades.
I don't think there was like a newspaper like Indiana Jones saves the world right. from the Ark of the Covenant by being tied up to a post and closing his eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Like American hero. Yeah.
What was the? There was what show was it that said like they didn't like? Oh, it was. I didn't. Even, never mind. I'm not gonna say because.
Okay.
The show.
Should we move on then?
Yeah.
Because we've got on some great tangents. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
But we got shit. We got to get to. Right.
So you're not Indiana Jones.
Yes. No. Not Indiana Jones.
No. I was for Halloween once, but
Classic.
I still have the costume. Actually, it's a
Does
really
it
good
fit?
Costume.
Was it like an old costume or like how long ago was it?
I haven't really changed in size since then. It's like.
But
it's like a 5-year-old costume.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say a 5-year-old costume.
So like the one piece where it's all drawn on.
Like basically, yeah.
Like that, perfect. Like that tuxedo shirt, where it's just like printed on the shirt, and it's like
you know
like
it's got the epaulets drawn on and everything.
You know, like the old Halloween costumes where they're like a poncho, and it's just like you're standing in plastic, but it looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, it's a plastic poncho that was like pressed in a little mold that they just made thousands of them. Yeah.
They're just like, this is what most kids fit like, so let's just fucking put them in there, like fucking freezer bags, like those little things to like seal up your shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I like how we're getting all chummy because we should get into homie harmonies.
I feel like we're already friends.
We got to do that. BK, you want to break down
well,
to our friend?
Save that thought because it could fall into what we're doing next, which is homie harmonies.
Kids love it.
kid tested, mother approved.
Ooh.
Cheryl the soccer mom.
I know. I fucking crushed that card.
Yeah,
give me one.
That's
fine.
Let's not talk about
Anyways, homie harmonies, explain it to them.
So homie harmonies is... a thing we do at the top of the show, or 12 minutes in, 13 minutes in.
Don't look. But,
that's how good I am. I made it last this week.
Right?
You did. That sounds sexual, but like that's usually we're into this by like 5 minutes because everyone's like, "Hi, my name's Jeff.
I don't know what to say. My name is here.
Yeah, I did it. Okay. I did it.
From?
Fuck you, Vine.
What's
I did
from?
It. It's from 22 Jump Street.
Oh yeah.
When he's
my
trying,
name is Jeff.
And everyone on Vine's been like doing it.
Channing Tatum's amazing.
Yeah,
that's one of the funniest.
I still don't
things.
Want him for Gambit though. I mean,
he already played Gambit.
Yeah, but I don't
you gotta
like
appreciate
it.
That.
I don't like it though.
Versus Taylor Kitsch, he's way better.
I didn't know he was in the running for that.
Wait, was
one.
That Taylor Kitsch? Wait,
well, it was him. It was Channing Tatum, wasn't it?
No, the guy who played him in the Wolverine, the shitty Wolverine.
That was
Wolverine
Taylor
movie.
Kitsch.
I think yeah.
I thought it was already. I thought it was.
No. Wait, I'm gonna double
I mean, we
check
have
this.
We have so much technology in this room that we can
they
finish
are
this debate.
So interchangeable now that I think about that, though.
Right, but homie harmonies.
Okay. All right. So So Homie Harmonies is where you describe your current feeling about the group or about an individual here through either a song lyric, a song title. You could just sing something. Just it's a harmony about our current friendship harmony.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's only just begun.
Yeah, done. Nailed it.
I don't know the rest of the song, but that's...
That's fine. We'll put that in.
What yeah. What, you just give us a clue. I'm bummed because I just got the dice out to the side, but...
Oh.
Perfect guess. You just no, jump? No. Okay. I'm gonna swoon to you, buddy. Fucking everyone else, I gotta roll these dice, decide who goes first, and it's the whole. Well, I don't know, and what's gonna happen, and you just fucking boom.
Yeah.
Killed See, I have podcast experience. I listen to podcasts. I know how the fuck to do this. Okay.
You do. I'm fucking
episode 41.
Do you want me to drop
podcast.
Some names? Cause I'll drop some names.
Yeah. DMX agrees.
I listened to the entire Bill Edgar episode, except maybe the last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a good stopping point. I feel
it's, yeah. Well, it started to get you guys got really drunk.
Oh yeah. No, we did abstinence shots and fucking.
I love how DMX was on the show. Like that was he had some good answers for questions.
He did. Yeah, his interview was probably our best interview.
Oh yeah, I mean we're gonna get a fucking podcast Pulitzer for that shit. Does it exist?
I think it's a Webby or what do they call them?
A Pebby.
The Internet Awards.
A potty.
Is it a potty? Oh, that's a good one. Potty.
Potty.
But now that I'm saying it, it seems like the bathroom.
Yeah. Is it okay there's no coaster? I'm really getting your
No,
table
you're good,
wet.
Dude. It's fine. Yeah, no, this is the nitty-gritty right here. Mm-hmm. All right, so what was that song? Do you get it?
It's in.
Okay, so you know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Then now, BK, what's up?
Oh, I got to go?
Yeah.
You know, counterclockwise?
Yeah. Go to the right. To the left.
All right.
Yeah.
So my homie is to the left. Sorry.
That's fucking weak.
Yeah, it is.
I get you though.
I got caught off guard.
Passing the butt.
Is that because you guys know that my dick goes to the left?
Yeah, it's
BK must anyway. Have some inside information. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if anyone's seen Liar,
it's on
Liar,
my Wikipedia page, so I mean, everyone knows about that.
If you've seen Liar Liar, almost everyone's dick goes to the left.
But is Wikipedia a reliable source of information? Because it can be edited.
Yeah, I know.
Humorously. Very humorously.
I feel like they police it better than they did when I was in college, but I don't think even if you're in, I don't know what college is like now. I feel like it changed so much.
Yeah.
But it's probably you still can't use
the
it
values.
In your works cited page.
Yeah.
The values have changed in college. Like it used to be all about like weed and like booze, and now it's all about booze and coke, and next year it's going to be about EDM and I don't know. I'm making shit up. Okay. I'm just going off the dome because I got nothing.
You know what I think is funny? Is
no
that
need to rehearse.
I love two types of music that most people associate with two different drugs, and I don't really do those drugs. Like, I love ska and reggae music, but I don't really smoke weed that much. And I love EDM music, but I've never had Molly or ecstasy before.
Mm. Hey, then you're just a true you're an appreciator.
But do you have any drug of choice? Because maybe you're just clean and that nothing, no
like,
music applies to you.
I love to drink.
Okay.
But.
Says the guy that chose water as the first
guest.
Well,
it's the middle of the day. I don't know. It is Sunday.
It. Okay.
I probably should have had, I don't know.
All right, y'all. Record scratch. I got it. I thought about it, and here's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with my click right here.
My click should be canceled. Freaks and geeks.
Oh, okay.
Let me explain. Let me elaborate.
Okay.
All right. I feel in the 13 minutes that we riff amazingly on some of the best things I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah.
It's like we got too much good stuff in that little piece of time that, like, the rest of the part, we should shut it down. We should shut this shit down and just walk out and just give this, like, to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be blessed.
Yeah.
There will be ticker tape parades in our honor.
Post this 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then delete all the older episodes.
Yeah, yeah. No. We kill all 40 episodes plus the specials. We kill them all.
Yep.
We go, this is the podcast.
Boom.
And then forever.
Ever, yeah. No.
Forever.
And we just keep reloading the same 20 minutes over and over again. So when they go, oh, new episode, it's the same shit.
I think people start remixing it. It'll be huge.
All I want is for Dinghole to be a hashtag on Twitter.
Oh, it's going
to
be
pound,
trending.
Pound sign ding,
so hard.
Dinghole is for sure going to be in there.
I said Dinghole, right?
Yeah. Dinghole is what I, yeah.
Dinghole.
Like,
because
ding,
once
hole.
You get up there, that you say ding.
Well, I just didn't know if I said like ding, Cavern or something weird.
Ding Cavern. That sounds like that just sounds like a tourist attraction.
That's just like for an older lady who's had some babies.
Yeah, she's it's not as it's you know it's seen the test of time.
Like a hot dog down a hallway in the hallway.
Classic.
The
reference.
Word gives you hope because you know that language isn't dead. You know we still can find new things.
Oh yeah.
We
yeah,
can still find new terms.
So did you get that though? You got it? Like you noted it?
Yeah. Wait, okay. Cool. Yeah, what sing song? What.
It's Childish Gambino. Yes. Geeks.
Donald Glover.
Which I only have like two.
It's off of his EP. It's like the one. Yep. Like, I think it's just called EP, and there's like Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, is it like his first thing?
It's like his.
I have the Kawaii one,
and
I have
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's
back in the SoundCloud days, right?
Like all the shit. For the podcast listener, we all have our phones out, and we are now to compare.
This is all from our minds.
No wait, dude, we are transparent with our audience. We don't want to. Any lies?
I just have because the internet in Kauai, so I don't know his other shit. I'm not. Oh, yeah. I'm not cool.
Then you don't know good Childish Gambino. Yeah.
I don't actually have any free. I don't have that EP on my shit.
What do you guys think of Jaden Smith on his Kauai stuff?
I refuse to listen to that side of the album because of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
I just skip
me.
Ahead when it comes up. Then there's like this part where this other guy, I don't know who it is, but like another rapper, he's like, "Man, Jaden Smith, he's spitting truth on this. It's crazy. It's crazy." Like, and I'm like, "What?"
It's like listen, watch, or fucking read his Twitter, man.
That's the
he
power
drops knowledge
of
all the time.
That's the power of Will Smith as your dad. Is people just have to say nice things about you because otherwise you'll never get to work.
Well, you like, get a knock on your door, fucking Will Smith dressed up as like his like character in MIB.
Yeah.
Like, hey. Why are you talking shit about my son? No, I'm sorry. He doesn't need to. He don't need to curse the sell record. So.
I just feel like with Jaden, the only reason I like him is because he knows. He makes me feel like I know what it's like to be disappointed in a child, and that child is Will Smith for having Jaden Smith.
Yeah,
like, I feel like Will Smith should not be promoting his son. He should be like, yeah, that kid's fucking whack, isn't he? Like, I really should have.
Well, he's on his own bullshit too, so it's like he doesn't care. So we got the homie harmonies out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And normally at this part of the show, when we get done with all that funny shit, we go through a proper interview.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the twist. Because we got a record scratch. We got a twist here.
Yeah.
The last couple times we've had guests on, I've been piloting an interview format because I was trying to get up on my interview skills because I was supposed to be doing a moderator panel at a SACCon.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was. However, there were some difficulties with the venue and the people putting it together.
What were you going to moderate, or are you allowed to say?
I didn't. That's the thing. I didn't get the information. So essentially, I had to cancel on that, which is a bummer. But from the ashes, from the ashes of that, you know, thing comes a new adventure.
I thought you were just canceling us being.
Oh, you thought canceling?
You canceled your. Your panel?
Yeah, my moderator panel that I was going to...
Why'd you cancel?
Because there's a whole bunch of things. I don't want to get into it because it's a whole lot of things. What I want to focus on, though, is that we are going to actually still be doing a live event. February 21st, we're going to be doing Nerd Night downtown.
Yeah.
You familiar with Nerd Night? Have you heard of that?
No, I don't have... I don't know anything about the SatCon except last year they had Thor.
Yeah, they did have Thor. That sounded fun.
I need to go this year if
you should.
Do
I mean,
like
it's
a live
show.
Epic Tiki video or something.
Dude, you should.
I love doing Man on the Street shit. Like we did a video where we went to the Grand Theft Auto midnight release.
Oh.
At the Folsom GameStop.
No, what really?
Yeah.
When was that?
It was like when we made the fourth episode of Epic Tiki's Tiki Talk Talk Show.
Oh man.
And I basically just asked them like stuff like, oh, so, are you excited about this game because you can have sex with prostitutes because you can't have sex in real life? Just messed up things like that.
Nice.
And yeah.
Who was the youngest person you spoke to at that?
Probably like 13? 18 or 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't like go up to kids. There weren't really a lot of kids, and usually they're there with their dad or something, so I wouldn't.
Yeah dad wanted to probably flex me.
Although,
don't fucking talk to my kid like that.
That'd actually be pretty funny because then you could ask the kid like the weird question and be like, Dad, are you okay with him knowing about these things? Yeah. And. Have you taught him what a vagina is and what you do with it or to it?
Or just play how many kids can you get to not be able to buy Grand Theft Auto that night because you explained it to their dad?
Yeah, and they're just like, whoa, you can do what in this game? No, sir.
Just shortening the line is what that clip show is called.
The fucking employees of the game. So I'm like, motherfucker, really? Like, we're trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
But getting back to it, we're doing a live event at Nerd Night. It's a big old thing at Hacker Lab. And you can go to our website for more details. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but it's going to be dope.
You should plug it. What is it?
Well, we do that later. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We want to focus on you.
Oh,
because you had the nice enough bones in your body. I don't know why I said it like that. To come over here and be on our show.
There's blood and muscles, and I have a skin, which is my largest organ. But I have that.
Don't forget hair follicles. Don't forget those.
All your kindness comes from your bones.
Yeah. That's proven fact.
I thought your bones were for sensing what the weather was going to be soon.
No, see, that's what they want you to believe. That's what big bone business wants you to believe, man.
That weird old lady in Phantom Menace.
You've bought.
Storm's coming up, Annie. Yeah. I can feel it in my bones. Why don't you go pod race?
It's like, why don't you get new bones, lady? It's the future. What the fuck?
It's dumb.
It's like, there's bionic everything.
Right.
Anyways.
You stupid bitch.
Bitch, you need to fucking get some new bones. Oh, that's not the fucking button. Whatever. Fuck it.
Oh, man.
I'm at the part where I might be a little too drunk to be doing that. But BK, I'm going to hand off to you to hit him with some interview stuff.
We'll tag team the interview.
All right, then you start it off. Hit me off with the
I've
with
never
the
been
beat.
Tag team before. This sounds fun. Right,
I'm gonna start it off. Ready?
Yeah.
This is the interview.
Yeah.
Of Epic TV's Luke Storm. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Luke.
Oh man.
I was doing one word at a time.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you. Ready. Let's go.
Okay. Luke.
Do
you
ever
think
about
how
much
you'll
spend
in
tikis? End question.
How much I'll spend in tikis?
Yeah.
Yeah, like investments in tikis.
This could be money, like monetarily, or just inside of them.
Is this like a money laundering question?
Or work you've done, like say if you made your own tikis, like how much like you would
I
put
should
work
do that.
To that? Hey, I mean...
Or like this
Etsy's
thing
a
takes
thing,
off
bro.
And you're just so and associated with tikis that how you're going to be surrounded by tikis for how long, you think?
Yeah, well, and spending time also, or not time, but spent also is like money, emotions,
yep,
and
emojis,
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
And cum.
Yeah.
Notice how I said, I was like, come.
Cautiously come.
Do you guys think it's a coincidence that the end of come is
No, I don't think so. I think that's what they wanted you to believe.
Yep.
You know? That's like,
take my sweatshirt off. It's getting hot in here.
I'm fanning
my face with my hand ever so delicately.
Follow-up question.
Should I open the window in
no,
the
no,
stoop?
No, that's fine.
I mean, it's wet.
I got a white shirt on, so if I have pit stains, it won't be that obvious. Yeah. Do I have them?
No, you're good, dude.
Okay.
Plus, you got the stripes, so it's like distracts it anyway. Yeah. So if they do it, like kind of like a magic eye effect. I kind of see it, but nah, I'm probably just high.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Just be around high people. No one will know.
So tikis, I don't really know how to answer that weird question.
Yeah.
But I guess I could say I think that tiki is a cool aesthetic. Because you look at like a YouTube channel, there's usually like some kind of like theme that doesn't really have to do with the comedy. It's just like, well, we have to have something to make us memorable. And I just have always thought like Hawaii and tiki stuff was cool. Yeah. And I like
Hawaii's popular.
The music. Yeah, it makes, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Hawaii? Everyone wants to go there.
The communists.
I think you asked
even
me,
they
like,
want to go.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
You really,
but they don't say it.
If you give them truth serum or you wrap Wonder Woman's lasso around them, they're like, yes, I would like to go to Hawaii. You're right.
I think you asked me when you say tiki, like what's the first thing you think of?
I did. Last
and
night
I did.
And
I did not have an answer.
Yeah.
And now that he says Hawaii, I think it's that Brady Bunch episode where they get the cursed tiki.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the most,
I'm surprised you didn't say the Disney, like, animatronic tiki room thing.
Oh, what's
the tiki room.
What's the Nickelodeon show where they had the tiki?
Not a tiki.
Oh, are you talking about
Legends
of the
Hidden Temple,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, that's like a tiki.
It fits into that.
Aztec sculpture.
Hey.
Aztecian sculpture, you son of a bitch. Don't you disrespect him.
There was like, I have this art book that I used to work in a Borders, and I bought this art book, and it's like tiki culture. And there was this whole weird movement in the 50s, 60s where people were really into primitivism / tiki stuff. And so there was a ton of restaurants and like hotels and things that had that like vibe and thing. And it's like this, it's really cool. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
no, it's a cool thing.
And now it's just like these... It's basically like baby boomers are the people just under them that are like obsessed with it, and like there's like this. Excuse me. There's this.
You're excused.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
There's this store called Mahalo Tiki, and it's like off. It's like off Sunrise. Like if you go the opposite way from where civilization is,
right.
And you go out, there's like those. I don't know what those are called. Those buildings where they just have like garages. There's a lot of car places and things like
that. Okay, like little like warehouse kind of looking.
Yeah,
area.
And
okay.
They have Rancho there's a store,
style? Rancho Sunrise area.
Yeah, and they have this. Okay. They have a store, and you go in there, and they have all this cool like they have tiki mugs and like, and I so that's where I bought all my shit, and they're actually really nice. But I just imagine like they're like these like 40, 50 year old people that, and they probably just have those weird tiki parties where they're just like everyone's dressed up in Hawaiian shirts yeah. and they have like cool
grass
Mai Tais.
And
coconut bras,
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
the whole vibe.
But Mai Tais are delicious.
Yeah, no one can argue that. And if you do, you don't have a heart.
Yeah,
bottom line.
Like I like to just have a glass of whiskey with ice in it, but what? Why wouldn't you want a lava flow instead?
Yeah, right. I mean, lava's immediately right. cooler. Ask Pierce Brosnan; he fought it before. Talking about Dante's volcano, yeah. right?
Dude, that's the most disturbing movie where the grandma yeah. pushes the boat. And then they're just like, oh, her legs melted off while she was doing
water.
This.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, my God.
That's why I'm more of a volcano, man. You're a Dante's Peak guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dega, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I can't remember the name, but Dante's Peak, that's what it was. No, but Volcano was good, except for when, like, Tommy Lee Jones was, like, in the fucking middle of the street. Like, he seemed like to be trying to ward off a building from falling down.
Yeah.
But he's pointing at other people, like, get away from here. But, like, he seems like he's pointing at the building, like, you shall not topple. Doesn't, spoiler alert, it does topple.
Yeah. I like how Dante's Peak had everything figured out before the movie even went into chaos. Like they knew everything was going to be destroyed.
Yeah,
and not just like one hero trying to explain, "Hey guys, like we need to take care of this." It was a whole fucking science team of people. Like, "Hey, this volcano is going to explode," and even they were like, "Well, let's like we should probably research a little bit more."
Yeah, I mean, let's not jump the gun. Okay.
Let's get right up in there, right in the blast radius, and make sure it's not going
to
blow
let's
up.
Let's see if it kills at least like 10 to 20 people. Then we can definitely say for sure it's probably dangerous, right?
So your YouTube channel, that's also a podcast, or is
no
or
is
separate?
We don't
not a podcast, bro. Do your research.
I don't. I didn't do any. You told me to do the interview. So
oh.
I assumed he was going to be doing the interview.
If my guests will want to correct me, I believe we said we were going to be tag teaming it.
Yeah.
So you didn't. You want me to start? Do you already got your shit
we're,
about your
no,
YouTube
we're
channel?
Into it,
oh, okay,
yeah.
For sure. My bad.
Well, so yeah, there's no podcast.
Okay.
Some people call it that, and it's fine, but. I imagined it being like a late night style talk show, which is why the first 5 episodes have topical jokes at the beginning, which were terrible. And then
I wouldn't say terrible, man. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot
to get
of terrible
better
shit.
At it.
You know, I
yeah.
mean, don't
it's
beat
hard.
Yourself up, man.
Okay. What's your
you're doing
your,
it?
What talk Thank show you. Is your favorite?
Conan, what? For sure.
Conan.
Like, I grew up in like I don't know. I didn't really watch late night TV. I guess like I never really saw Letterman. I didn't like Jimmy Kimmel's not bad. Jimmy Fallon's not bad, but I don't like sit down and watch it all the time. I just watch like the clip that gets a lot of traction
oh, yeah,
when
100%.
It, you know, like oh, the lip sync battles are cool.
Yeah. Mean
Jimmy
tweets.
Fallon.
I don't know if you guys do that one.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Those are funny.
Gambino fucking got clowned on.
Yeah.
But definitely Conan's my favorite. He's just his energy is so unique and weird, but he's kind of I guess he's like Johnny Carson in that he I don't know, like, he can make a joke work even, like, most people, there's, like, some jokes that are like, that wouldn't work, but if it doesn't, he just has that same kind of, like, I'll save it, and he does some kind of weird vamping or
right.
or dance or something.
Or even with a terrible guest,
yeah,
he makes it, like, not as awkward as it
yeah.
would be.
He's, yeah, he has, like, that really great improviser bone or muscle that's just, like, he finds the funny in anything. Like, even his, he does, like, those, video game things where he plays a video game with
amazing,
that nerdy guy on his staff, and it's so funny. Like, oh my god, they just like did you watch the Tomb Raider one?
Yes.
Like when he dies and she gets like stabbed through the throat in the river, and he's like, oh my god. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
The GTA one where he slowly becomes like everyone else with that game that doesn't know it is like he just enjoys murdering and like crashing the cars and everything.
Hey, and he can always fall back on those crazy long legs, bro.
Yeah.
You guys feel I feel you guys didn't mention that.
Stick,
I mean,
the stick legs.
Hey.
Yeah. Or he jokes about himself being a ginger or whatever.
Bang.
Yeah.
I feel if anything, he could like lead a ginger revolution. Like if there's ever some shit that went down we needed to like mobilize, I feel he could just be like, yo. Let's go.
But like against
like,
us, because we're
no,
gingers.
Like no, like this is how I feel it. I'm gonna pitch it to you, okay?
Okay.
So fucking, you know, near future, fucking president office, we open up in the Oval Office, and this motherfucker's like, shit's gone to bad. Shit's gone shitty, bro. We need an army, but
that's
our army
sucks. That's
how
they talk
sucks.
In the Oval Office.
Yeah.
So what's
hey, yo, shit's gone shitty,
the
bro.
Near future, man. A lot of shit's changed. It's okay?
Verbiage
the
is,
millennials yeah. are in the Oval Office.
Yeah, this is the point where, like, English has kind of, like, been, like, you know, minimalized into, like, you know, street smart hip hop yeah, language. Like, so
totes are straight fucked, guys.
There you go. Totes straight fucked, bro. We're sitting here, like, wrecked. And then they're like, we got it. We'll get the gingers involved. And then President's like, but who's going to lead them? And then Conan steps in from the shadows. I will.
Yeah.
And then he just mobilizes the fuck out of them. And he's like, right. We need to do this because, you know, if we don't, people aren't going to respect us anymore. Mm-hmm. And they'll go in, murder everything that's like causing us harm.
So we're
be
using,
heroes.
We're using them like as the first line of defense.
No, 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 no. You're thinking of that plan in South Park when they tied
Operation,
all the black people
Operation
to the.
Blackie.
Yeah. Okay. It was a human shield. Human Operation shield, Human Shield. But no, I'm saying they're doing this as like, you know, like a solidarity thing. Like they're like, yo, we in this together. And then President's like, word. And
so
then they fist bump.
Gingers are in this together with the rest of the world?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, except for the world that hates the gingers?
Hey, pound sign, all first gingers
off,
matter.
First off, all we know about the scenario is that Totes fucked up.
Yeah, Totes fucked up.
We don't know what's really attacking us or what's going on.
That's my favorite part.
It's Totes
fucked
up.
Yo, it's Totes fucked up.
I want to write a whole screenplay set in like just 2030
yeah
where everything's kind of the same but all the language is totally different like
millennial Oval Office.
Yeah,
there you go.
Amazing.
That'd be more of a TV series.
It's like
though.
A deep House
yeah.
of Cards drama
yeah.
but everyone's talking in like short
yeah
in short tongue or whatever you would call it.
Short tongue.
Like, you know, ding holes and whatnot.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Ding holes, you can't forget about the ding holes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a question if I might be able to ask, because I want to pull you away from your vibe. Is that cool?
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, we were vibing on a little song. I thought he was doing a little click. I was like.
Oh, but I probably should say that there's the Tiki Talk talk show, but we haven't made an episode for a while. Like, I've been trying to do live ones at the Comedy Spot.
That was the next thing I was going to say. Is there anything outside of the
but there's
channel?
There's
hey,
a
pretend like you didn't say that.
But no. Mostly the YouTube channel is it's sketches.
Okay.
Like that's what I think we're focusing. I mean, I also I used to.
Oh, wait, hold up. You say we. So there's more people involved than just you and Epic Tiki?
It's just, I mean, that's also weird because we had a group and there's like a flyer that I was using to hand out and I probably will still use it because I need to get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're at the Comedy Spot. They're on the table with all the other ones.
I might have seen them before when I was interning there.
They're very well designed because I made it.
Oh, holla. Shout outs.
But yeah, there was like a group of us and then everyone kind of fell off a little bit. So now it's basically me, but yeah. I have like friends that I hit up. Like we have a sketch that we filmed. It's brand new. No one's seen it except the like a few people.
Exclusive.
Roll the clip. roll the clip.
Let's see the clip.
And then we should just act like we're watching it right now and be like, oh. Yeah.
You guys can watch it. I'll show you if you want.
Oh, shit. Then can we
really
we'll
show
then
you.
Can let's we detail it out? Yeah. Can we detail it out on the podcast?
No,
I was like, okay.
No spoilers.
Opening
just our
scene.
Reactions.
Yeah.
Oh. What's my plan is to premiere it at the next live Tiki Talk.
Nice.
So then I have a more like there's a reason for people to go if they don't care about me.
Yeah. they can find that at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. What day is that? Like, is that tomorrow or
February 21st at 10:30 p.m. It's part of their test kitchen program.
Night, right?
It is, but I'm gonna already be down there, and it's like 3 hours at that place.
Boom.
It's gonna be raunch, so you know I'm gonna need to get some air.
Wait, what place? What place are you?
It's gonna be at Hackers Lab 16 and
that's
17th and I.
That's during that stuff.
Yeah. It's at 7 though. That's the thing. This thing starts at 7. So
okay.
I could probably roll over. This pool
won't. Jeopardy's on at 7.
Because he's not going to do shit.
Of course, Jeopardy's on at 7.
Yeah, but I mean.
Of course, Jeopardy's on at 7.
You can DVR.
He doesn't watch movies. You
that's
can't
okay.
do a Rain Man quote.
No, oh, here we go. It.
No, it's okay. I've missed a lot of movies, too, and then I forget things. Like, we were talking about, which movie was it? I don't know. And I couldn't remember everything. But, yeah. Anyways.
So is it like, is Epic Tiki like Broken Lizard? Like, it's supposed to be.
It's more just me now, and then I have some friends that still do it.
So you're the Jay Chandrasekhar of.
Yeah,
Jay
Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar?
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 Yeah. The mustache right guy.
You don't know me, Sekhar?
Chandelakababa.
Chandelabra.
Oh, I got that one. Chandelakababa. Candelabra.
But is it an evolving thing? Like, you would like to have a group still, or is it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think it's just. Because it's it's hard to get, it's it like the thing about filming anything, whether it's movies or sketches or like whatever, it takes more, like you can't just do it yourself unless you're Bo Burnham and you're a genius. And
shout outs Bo Burnham.
Yeah,
or
he needs
duos.
It. He needs
duos
it.
Duos are good.
What?
Duos are easy.
Yeah, and I've tried to, that's what we tried to form this group, and it's like nobody's really, like my friend Johnny Citizen, he kind of just, like he still helps me as much as I ask him to, but he's like, I'm not writing anything anymore.
So, but he's like okay. He's already famous, right, with that name?
Yeah. Sounds like a very famous guy. I was going to say, is that like,
it sounds
that
like a rap name. He's
Johnny
not even
Citizen.
Johnny Citizen coming on tour with opening support by Two Blunts. And then you bust out your rap.
One time.
Yeah.
Two times.
I got kind of high off of Two Blunts. That's about as much as I've done in my life.
Guess what? I had sex with two cunts.
Oh!
That sounded... I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable saying that word. Hey. But really, is it that bad? It's not.
Nah, it's good. It's a thing that's describing a body part.
Yeah, you know? A very sexual body part.
You can't be mad
I
at it.
Love.
So, BK.
Yo.
Check that clock.
Oh, do you want to do it?
Do what?
Is it time to do it?
It's time to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready? I'm going to do a song, though. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Fuck a break. Fuck a break. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Are you a fan of professional wrestling?
Why, I am.
Do you watch WWE?
I do.
Do you watch Ring of Honor?
Oh, religiously.
Lucha Underground?
Not quite yet.
New Japan?
Yes, I do.
Well, guess what? I think we've got a podcast for you. It's called the PDT Podcast.
Really?
Yeah, and it's with two guys that you should know the name of.
Who are these guys?
Rick and Junior. Available on the Dirty Garage Studios Network. Coming at you every week.
Every week?
At PDTpod.com.
Wow.
Also on iTunes and Stitcher. Check it out.
I will listen to it.
Because that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Simpson.
I'm just going
to
wing it.
It's up to you.
Well, guess what?
And also me, because I'm the guest. Oh, sorry.
No, don't even worry about it. We'll back. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that vodka break from whoever we put in there. Yeah. It's a Russian roulette.
I hope it ends with, it's up to you to listen to this cast. And then he's like coming in. It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, dude, do you want to rap? Do you want to rap? We can. I got other beats, dude. We could be like, yo, let you know right here, it's up to you.
To do what you're going to do.
So just move with me, all my juice.
2006.
That milk juice, moo moo.
Getting off the titties like boo.
I just like to show you what it's like to be true to you, boo. Mm.
Keeping it real, getting some food. Next thing you know, I'm getting it on with Gorilla Grood. I'm like, shit, you're a comic character. How are you real? See,
Was that Gorilla Grodd that you were saying?
Yeah. I said Grood so it would fit, but yeah, it's Grodd.
Did you guys see the last Flash episode?
Give me a little bonesy, buddy. Yeah, of course I have.
Do you think he's going to have his telekinetic powers? Like,
it didn't seem like it when like that first, because you would have thought like he wrote his name and they're like, oh, we're going to find him. Yeah. I figured he's going to like spook him by being like, what's up, niggas? And then just murder him. Yeah. But he just like,
how amazing would it be if that's what he said? And then the black guy's like, what? It's and then like, the white guy's like,
it's almost like
I didn't say it.
Yeah, he turns around immediately. Like he sees this big gorilla coming at him, but he turns to his friends like, wasn't me.
And then killed. He makes them kill each other because he thinks, oh, that would have been so much better. We should write for that show. Yeah.
If y'all listen to the show and Flash, the writer's room.
Greg Berlanti, hit us up.
We're available. I read
it
a lot of
like
Flash.
Like the way they did it seemed like they wanted it to almost be the Lizard from fucking Marvel Comics. The way it was, how it was shot in the sewer.
I feel like that's a comic book thing, though, that a lot of bad guys come. They live in the sewer or they're born in the sewer.
It's symbolism. They're like, they're below what normal society's on.
Right, yeah. Right.
And that's what makes them evil.
Yeah, because then they're not accepted, and then the only way is they lash out and retaliate.
Yeah. With fucking crazy science and superpowers. It's a wild world in comics, man.
It is.
Read a book.
Read a book with pictures in it.
But you know more about this.
Easier.
Than I do.
Just adult story
like,
books.
Is all of the Flash's universe
graphic novellas
based off of one explosion?
Yeah.
In the comic books.
Wait, what?
Is all of Flash's like universe of villains and the heroes based off of one explosion? And
no, that's just a TV show.
That's just how they're explaining it in the show. Like in reality, these motherfuckers just come out the woodwork. Like nothing happened. They just like one day you walk down the street and you see some fool who can like turn puppies inside out with his mind.
See,
like,
I think that's why I like Marvel more.
Yeah, why?
It's just more explained.
Yeah.
But even in, like, Iron Man, it, like even the third one, it felt like they were still... Well, like, at least the second one, they were like, oh, it's still the arc reactor technology. That's what the bad guy uses.
Right, right.
It's like, why didn't...
But, I mean, for the comic books, even, like, if they're, like, the best thing, I think, is the mutants, like, how they are... It's already in you, and then you...
Yeah,
you
everyone has their own version of it.
Their own version.
That's like
it.
The Inhumans, once you breathe those Inhumans, mists, and then you get
which
your
is,
own
I guess,
powers.
What they're making Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, or technically
Inhumans. Did they say that? Because in the thing he says miracles, and then people are like, is that what they're called instead of mutants? Because it's an M word.
They can get away with that. Be like, you dirty M words. Miracles.
The last thing.
I'm the only god racist against miracles. You get out of here with your healing powers and your miraculous abilities.
So the last thing I read was that the dude, Von Buren, used the Loki staff to extract the power that was already within them.
Oh, so it's different than the way Sky on... Spoilers for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The way that Sky got her powers.
Oh, shit. What?
What?
I gave up on it a while ago. So
no, you need to get back into it.
No, it's so rough because like I always... I try to get back into it, and then I'm like, oh, I got to do other shit. Then I come back in it, and then I forget the episode that I watched, or I watch it again. Yeah. So I've watched that same episode like three times. I'm just like,
Here's what you need to do. You need to, wherever you're at, watch the show.
Uh-huh.
Once you see Bill Paxton...
Yeah.
That's when the show gets good.
I like Bill Paxton.
As soon as he gets on the show, it takes off. And then since then, like that happens towards the last third of the last season.
I still feel like
Wade
is one of the most interesting characters.
Wade?
Yeah. Wade, is it Wade?
Was that his character?
Not Bill Paxton.
Who's Wade?
The guy that used to be on the team that flipped on him.
Oh.
So many spoilers. I'm sorry.
I know.
If you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You should be watching it. And you're the reason why it has bad ratings. Yeah. You aren't watching it.
I watch it on Hulu, so it doesn't fucking matter.
It technically does. They track that.
Well, then, whatever.
What's his name, though? It's like, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
It's not Wade?
Why you look it up?
Fill the time with interesting dialogue.
Why you look it up, I suggest I pose to the table.
Uh-oh.
Pose. Just
a little game scheme to liven things up.
A new game? A whole new game?
No, not a whole new. No.
Hey, a whole new game?
No, we're doing a bit. We're doing a bit.
Yeah, a whole new bit.
No, an old bit.
Grant
Ward.
Yes.
Ward.
Close.
Ward.
Ward is because I know they want to keep him on the show, but he's fucked everything up so hardcore that there's no way they could. Yeah. Make him a good guy again.
Do you guys just want to talk about the rest of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the rest of the
time? I mean, it's a kind of a podcast about pop culture and friendship and everything.
Where's the friendship in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I feel like we're creating friendship by relating.
And then you're excluding friendship because I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, Luke had a question for us.
Yeah?
Which is the first time in the history of the show.
Well, if I can speak on that real quick, he's also the first guest who came not afraid that we were going to murder him.
Well,
so
no,
I appreciate that.
Court, you think Court was... kind of afraid?
No, Court's hard as nails. Here's the thing. People see Court Hanson, I don't know if you know this, he's a dude at Sacramento Comedy Spot. He just got on one of the Herald teams.
Court Hanson?
Yeah, Court Hanson. Yeah, he's usually wearing like a denim jacket similar to this, but like way like kind of like baby size.
Sure is Court on Instagram.
He's the baby boy. What's up?
Sure is Court on Instagram.
Yeah, sure it's Court.
Sure it's Court.
But he's a good dude, and he came through. He didn't bring anybody.
Yep.
But everyone else is there. I always go, hey, can we bring a friend?
That's so weird to me.
We always think like, I mean, we cool because we have the microphones to do it, but we're also like, we're not going to kill you guys. Yeah. We just want to talk.
No murders occur here.
Well, it's like
zero.
Like, somebody will know that they went to your house to do the podcast.
We pretty much promote it beforehand.
It'd be terrible. Like, you'd be the worst murderers ever.
But it'd be the easiest case for the detectives, though. Like, if they got that on their desk, they're just like, hey, Lewinsky.
Lewinsky.
We're going to clock out early. We got an easy one here.
I like the choice.
There's a paper trail. Actually, it's an electronic paper trail on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
He did something called geolocation so we could find him right away. I mean, if anything, they'd just be like, it'd probably show up in their feed because we promote it.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, oh, is that the guys? Oh, hey, it is.
Hashtag murder. Hashtag come try and find us.
Hashtag this isn't the first time. Oh. Fuck.
Wrong one.
Wrong one for sure. That's another bit we do. Where
you need a bigger soundboard.
Yeah. I need to remember how to work it.
Like the way that Junior does it Leo, on Junior and Leo, he has like an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have.
This is low tech, man. Yeah. This is all
this,
I can afford.
You're
right.
This is low tech.
For one episode.
Hey, this is hella low tech.
It's not.
Hey.
For one episode, we need to get Looper.
Yeah.
The app where you can record beats.
Yeah.
Oh, then he will be Reggie Watts.
Yeah, then he was.
Oh, you're really pushing it. Yeah. You're pushing it.
I really want to be Scotty Hawks.
All right, then let's do it then. Then let's rip
hot
it.
Coffee, man.
We'll close it out big.
Mott,
close
Mott
it out
Apple
big.
Mott Sauce. With
are you doing
Unspoken.
This?
No, we're Unspoken. I'm leaving it. That's
you said close it out big.
Close it out with Unspoken being the big. Being the big thing. The
oh, so
big,
you're closing it out.
No. Luke, I'm sorry.
Luke, you had a question.
Ignorant motherfucker.
Luke, let's hear Luke's question.
Okay.
Let's fit it in.
By all means.
Oh, yeah,
by all means. All
right. Well, this is the Friendship Podcast. So my question is, how many best friends are you allowed to have before you're... It's just ridiculous. And then do you have a best friend? Because I think that's what I have.
That's a trick question.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I can see that right off the bat because...
Trick question.
There is no limit to friendship. Friendship is what you make it. And if you feel... that it's something you need to cut back on, then yes. But if it's not, and you're just open to all the connections in the world,
yeah.
I don't believe so.
So
BK, counterpoint.
When does the word best become convoluted? Like you're giving everyone that title?
Once you've seen that person's dick, then they're your best friend. Mm.
Is that what cements the bestness? Is if
or
you see
just
you see
genitals?
Dick?
Yeah,
genitals.
Counterpoint. Just seeing the dick does not determine that because there's a lot of. I've seen some dudes' dicks that I hate, you know.
Well, there was a guy.
Counterpoint, can you tell me all the dudes' dicks you've seen?
I've seen a lot of dicks.
When I was seven, a man showed me his dick, and we've been best friends ever since.
Well, fair.
So.
Hot fire.
Just
I think you can have three.
Yeah,
but they have to have specific categories. Like,
and do they have levels? Is it like best one, best two,
I think
best
those,
three?
Those three are all equal.
Okay,
but they're all your best friends.
So it's just like a circle of bestness.
But there can't be common,
like a triangle.
Common factors. Yeah. Like you have your best friend that's like your oldest friend, maybe.
Yeah, I have that one. Yeah,
yeah. Then you have like your best friend that's maybe more recent. That you hang out with the most because you might not see your older friend as much.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I, yeah.
And then you have a dude you lie to and say he's your best friend, but you just don't want him to know the truth.
Yeah. Well, I think a good qualifier is if you're really good friends with somebody and then you become Eskimo brothers. And then you're like, then
that's transcending things.
Whether you like it or not, you're now best friends.
You have to be best friends after that?
Yeah.
That's a shared experience for sure.
Were we just Vined or Instagrammed?
No, I was doing a pano, but my hairline's way fucking, and I look high as shit.
Oh, you're taking selfies?
Yeah, you know, we try to do a thing where I take pictures during the show.
That looks really good.
But no, that hairline is gross.
It looks like your
ego's going to come into it. Yeah, I think you just look like you were trying
like,
to
like I'm high,
different
like
style.
I'm high as fuck is what it is. is what
if,
you mean?
What if we just can I do an Instagram video while we're
you can do whatever you want, man.
We got
but
a lot of
I'm gonna put my hood on.
Wait, I
want
to be good friends. Can I just pull my dick out?
Yeah,
pull your dick out. Bro.
This is what the question was leading to.
On now.
It's like
now I'm all subconscious. Yeah.
If I could
subconscious
only
as shit.
The friendship. Podcast.
Are we live?
This is
coming to you live from Instagram.
CJ, aka Carl's Jr.
What's up? Number three with Curly Fries.
Oh, shit. I almost fell on the table. This
don't
is
fall.
BK, a.k.a. Burger King.
What up, Two Blunts? New rap name?
Two Blunts with a Z. I wish just flip it to do you.
Yeah, I know. I ran out of video.
I don't know why
Wait,
don't
should
bind.
I redo it?
We,
I can redo it.
More on the during the recording.
Here, wait, just delete those. And
but that's 6 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Can you really get that much shit in 6 seconds? Here, yeah, I can camera for you if you need to. I'll videotape you. What are you doing? There you go.
What's up, guys? This is Luke Soin live at the Friendship Podcast with BK Burger King. And CJ Carl's Jr.
What it is?
See, I made you guys nicknames too.
I like it. Already pre-installed. That's cool.
I don't know if this actually worked or not.
Fast food phenomenons.
We do love them though.
If this actually worked or not, but
I think it did.
Here's the thing. He just locked up something that no one else has locked up before.
What's that?
BK Burger King, CJ Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Two fast food chains.
Okay, so that's what you're so like. That's like we have our own separate albums of like BK Burger King, yeah. CJ Carl's Jr.
Right.
But then when we come together,
right.
We're two food chains.
Boom! We got the classic chicken sandwich with the better buns now.
Yeah, we put our better buns together.
Yep.
And it's just fucking two food chains on my neck. Like what?
Oh. Two food chains is gonna be our fourth release.
Yeah.
On our new album, we have currently put you on my playlist.
Put you on my playlist. It's our R&B jam.
Yeah, one we talked about last
I'm
night.
I'm gonna put you on my playlist.
See,
you know what I'm talking about.
And then
no, I thought we were. Yeah,
I'm in it for the titties, which you guys sang on the podcast today.
Yeah.
And then two food chains.
Yeah.
Two food chains.
No, I look like a fucking DJ.
Dude, you look like a DJ from the league.
This is Radio Mike on the mic.
I wish I had more like real like chickens like going and shit. Like I think I might have like.
Cocorico, Cocorico.
Or wait, I got.
Don't get it twisted.
I got DMX.
What's up, little baby? What was the little baby?
Hola, yo soy un Pepe.
Oh, hello, baby.
But no, man, we should do at
Old
least
man
one bit.
Oh, hello.
You want
to? Oh, no, we were going to do it. Yeah, I forgot. Unspoken, and then we got all sidetracked. So, Unspoken, this will be. BK, explain it because you're the one who's pushing it.
Do it.
Just
I
do
didn't
it.
Push anything. What you're are pushing. You? Don't even tell me I'm pushing it.
You're pushing. Okay.
I am good. Anti bit.
Push hey. It real good.
Yeah.
Anti bit.
Anti
bit.
Anti. The anti monitor.
It's anti for me.
Didn't they shoot that motherfucker? No, that's the Watcher. My bad. They shot the Watcher in Marvel. The anti monitor is DC. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My
Dude,
bad.
That shit is so confusing. I tried to read Crisis, whatever the original one was. And it's written so badly.
Oh, God.
It's one of the worst things
it's
ever.
It's rough. It's like trudging through mud.
I think I started to become feverish.
Isn't Flash all about
reading
that?
It.
What's up?
Thing? Isn't Flash all about the Crisis thing?
He's about a part the other.
Doesn't he die?
Yeah, in the like, but Infinite Crisis is when he dies. Like the older one, it was just like, they're just like, we need a way to get all this shit going because everyone's confused as fuck.
It's like eight Flashes and four Green Lanterns and two Supermans.
Yeah. And one of them's black.
Why does he look like Barack Obama?
Who's going back to zero?
He kind of does.
Who's back to zero?
Someone's going back to zero.
You doing this?
I'm not doing this.
You did that.
This is going to have to be the Vine. Whenever we say CJ's doing this, or are you doing this? It's this.
That's the. So
but
that's
you
what
should
this
get
is.
With this because this is kind of
only
bad.
If we could find a monkey doing this.
Yeah, just input him in the corner and be all like, yep. "Monkey, do it," and he does it.
See
no,
there.
All right. So we're gonna do an unspoken. It's a little unorthodox.
Wait, did we answer the question though about how many best friends you?
Oh, he did. Three. Yeah, and
do
I said unlimited. I already said unlimited.
Oh, okay, okay.
Your
yeah,
answer yeah. is however many dicks I can see.
Yeah, that's true. So if you see someone's dick, well, here's the thing. What if like so like in high school did anybody like start like flash like during the like graduation or any big events?
You know, I went to Folsom High School and everyone's a fucking bitch there.
They are. I live right next to it and I see them all day. I'm on my porch like, what up, little bitch?
Yeah.
What's up? Go keep walking on, little bitch.
Not, like, I have a few friends that I went to high school with that are really tight, but everyone else is stupid. Yeah. I don't really like those people.
Folsom sucks a lot of dumb.
I sadly have mostly high school friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me.
That's fine, though. You.
Except for you. Yeah. Except for Steve, who was just that high school friend.
Well, here's the thing. How many dicks have you seen? Luke?
But friend dicks.
Friend dicks.
Well,
yeah.
No. By his admission, he said if you see the dick, it's his friend.
I think it was implied that you have to know the person because
there's a lot of guys in the locker room at the gym I used to go to that are probably my best friend. I don't
know.
Right, we're not even friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. That's rude.
You're friends on Dickbook.
That's how you should add them though on Facebook. It's like, I've seen your dick.
You send that message, like, but it's like, you want to send a message to friends? Like, yeah, it's like, hey man, Tuesday after I was doing quads, you know, I was in the fucking locker room and I saw your dick. Way to go. You want to get a fucking coffee
buddies?
Sometime?
By the way, man, good dick.
Good dick.
I don't know if you're rubbing cocoa butter on it, but it looks good.
It's got a good sheen to it.
It's
got a good dick sheen to it.
That's a big problem in our society. I don't feel like we give each other enough compliments about our dicks.
Yeah, I know. Hey, BK, your dick is looking flossy.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate it. You got a good dick, too. But,
thanks, man. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Luke, keep going with that dick, buddy.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
You got that dick game on lock.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, there we go. That's the next song on the album. Dick game on lock.
Halfway there.
Fucking
halfway to that album.
We're going to make it. By the end of season two, we're going to have an album available on the website.
Man, it's gonna be so
good. And Squarespace is going to blow up. They're going to come to us like that fucking Jeff Bridges thing that, yo.
We're going
to
go bankrupt producing it. You guys, next guest is going to see egg crates all over.
We're all just sitting here fucking working with like gold Carl's Jr.'s and Burger King
yeah,
chains.
Too fast for chains on our necks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Too fast for chains on our necks.
It's going to be good.
It's so good.
I don't want to do the unspoken, but let's do it.
No, what? For real?
Because I'm holding the lion's share right here.
Yeah.
I got to be Scotty Ox.
Yeah. You wanted this. This is all
I
you.
Did not want
you
this.
Wanted this. Luke, did he not want
ask
this?
Ask for this.
I don't know who wants anything anymore.
That's fair. Just do it. Let's just get it over with.
All right.
Do you want me to be
quick,
Scott Ackerman?
Can we do a top five?
No, because he's going to be Benny Schwa.
I don't know if I can do Benny Schwa. Like, I don't want to mess it up.
You want to do Scotty Ox? I'll do Benny Schwa.
Can you do Benny Schwa's?
Probably not. But well, I'll try.
Well, I guess. Well, you know what? It's yes and, right? So I should try to bid.
Maybe we should just do shortcuts, man. Way less pressure.
I did have a top five, like a legit top five.
Oh, of what? Okay. What's up?
Well, because he's come from the YouTube realm.
Yeah.
I want to know his top five, like, YouTube artists that he's on point with.
I'm going to look at it really quick.
Uh-oh. Sure. Stalin.
I'll go.
Joseph Stalin. Oh, we're doing all of them?
Well, I mean.
Like, all of us?
I mean, I subscribe. I thought we
should just do it to the guests because that's really the only opinion that matters because they listen to us all the time. And
I thought it would be a good bit.
Well, yeah, it was good. Guys, you thought it would be a good bit.
Yeah, it, be a good bit.
If you haven't said it before, then you guys are.
We have never discussed.
Oh, okay, I got a good one.
It's basically YouTube / internet celebrity, whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, it's not my favorite, but I like Jenna Marbles just because she's hot.
Five,
good boobs.
Five. Yeah, she's number five.
Number
okay.
five.
Sure.
Jenna Marbles.
She's very hot.
Number
but I like,
five.
I like her
Jenna
personality.
Marbles.
Yeah. It's hard to be like even moderately funny. Like every day she posts a video or something, you know, and like just to even like, how do you keep thinking of things to talk about?
Right.
Like that's at this point, and all those videos have like millions of views. It's insane to me.
It's everyone just like picturing her naked.
Probably.
But she's got a lot to reference off of because I'm sure she gets a lot of emails and comments and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That,
and then she just gets topics from people. Yeah.
Number four.
Let me scroll a little bit.
It's okay.
The problem is it lists on my phone. It's like the posts that they posted, and IGN posts a million things.
They do. Yeah. They just will not shut the fuck up.
I love them, but I don't want to. They're not really funny that much.
Too many videos lately.
Yeah,
I like to just read a review.
We should, you know, what we should do, take down all the videos, man.
Yeah.
We should just get back to print.
Yeah,
just everyone start reading shit more. You
Agreed.
Know, just
Agreed.
Everything.
Oh,
in
wait,
words.
Here we go. I found a list that makes more sense.
And when I mean words, like you know how they can make like ASCII code look like
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah.
Like just do that, like flip books of that, like all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I almost
and dinghole.
Then and dingholes.
Like dingholes.
Can't be the future without dingholes.
Right.
We should do a spot for dinghole. It's like,
totes
like are you tired or not dinging when you get in your hole? Coming to you now is dingholes.
Toast dingholes are fucked up.
Dinghole. I visited the city of Dinghole one time. So
oh.
How was that?
Well, there was a lot of holes.
A lot of dinging?
Sounds like an Earthbound reference.
I wouldn't know. as you won't fucking shut the fuck up about.
It's so good.
Does Bobby Lee count as a YouTube personality? I mean, he didn't really start there.
Because
I love, he has a talk show that I love. It's hilarious.
Has he been brought down to internet celebrity levels?
Maybe.
I know.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Harvard sailing team.
Number four.
Pretty, yeah, I like that one.
I would probably put them at number two.
They did the
number two.
You skip around here.
Yeah, that's fair.
The man woman thing, right? They did the whole flip on.
Yeah, they did. Boys
yeah.
will be girls,
yeah.
and then they did girls will be boys.
Good video. Yeah.
It's totes the best Hun Cal Froyo.
Totes.
You can't test these. Don't best these testies. Don't test these besties. It's like one of the and then they do it. They do a hipster Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're hilarious.
Number whatever.
You know what? I'm only gonna name three because a lot of these are just people I know that I subscribe to, but they don't really put funny things out.
Number 69.
Number three. Auntie Donna.
That is
Auntie Donna.
Now this is one that people probably don't know about. They're from Australia. They're like a sketch group kind of. And they say they have the weirdest fucking videos.
Wait,
right.
Hey,
yo,
is
BK.
That the one where
BK.
The dude found out he was gay?
BK.
I don't know.
Is that Andy Donna? Where someone like he was walking down the street and someone yelled, "Hey, faggot." And he like goes up to his best friend and he's like, "Found out I was gay today."
So maybe, yeah. There's one where he's like they're on
the track, bro.
They hang out in like a cafe and he's like, one of them's on the phone with his girlfriend. He's like, "Yeah, I'm just hanging out with my boyfriends, having some coffee, some cappuccinos. Yeah, just me and my boyfriends." And then he hangs up, and they're all looking at him like, "What the fuck did you just say?" And then he goes, "My boyfriends. You guys are my boyfriends, right?" And then they like, I don't know. It's so weird.
You could do a sick Rhys Darby. I feel.
Oh yeah,
Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby.
Of course I can. What are you talking about? Have you been to New Zealand? We've got a toothbrush fence as far as the eye can see.
Oh.
Actually, it's about 52 toothbrushes, but someday, as far as the eye can see.
Perfect.
They shot the Lord of the Rings.
Now you want unspoken?
Yeah, killing it.
Britt.
Yeah,
Rhys and Murray.
I can't do any
Murray.
Voices.
You can do Britt. Are you
band
Brit?
Meeting?
Britt.
Okay. No.
Britt. Britt's
Murray
easier
present.
than Jermaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could do Jermaine.
I'm Jermaine.
I don't know.
Jermaine.
That's
Jermaine.
I'm Jermaine.
Let's just riff
Jermaine's
New Zealand accents.
Voice than
I don't know.
That's probably my favorite accent to do.
She's so hot.
See, maybe the secret to a good New Zealand accent is to watch all the Lord of the Rings extras.
Now, I don't think this is very constructive to the therapy.
Oh, I was gonna say, is this your Bill Cosby?
It might possibly be, but because it's not that good.
I personally think it sounds a lot more like Tracy Morgan.
I have known to be do a good Tracy Morgan.
Now just say Liz Lemon.
Liz Lemon.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz Lemon.
There it is.
You ever break a Puerto Rican's arm for sweatpants money?
Hey, Liz Lemon, have you ever? I guess trying to think of another reference from Totally Awesome. Totally awesome. I couldn't think of it.
Or from 30 Rock.
You ever had dogs? Yeah. Dr. Spaceman.
Hey, Ms. Liz Lemon, have you ever thrown a chihuahua off the roof of a project?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thank
dude,
you.
That's laser. Yeah.
That could be my next vine.
I want to say something to the woman in the yellow. You got a fat ass.
I asked Dr. Spaceman for more drugs, and he said, okay. It's oh, Dr. Yeah. Spachemic. Yeah. But,
I don't know. Do something called breaking. Giggle, giggle, snort, snort.
Yeah,
we need 30 Rock back, man. Mm-hmm. So good. I miss it every day.
Yeah.
I always thought it was okay. It never made me laugh out loud. It just made me chuckle.
Yeah. So
I
no.
I was like, oh, that's clever.
So no LMAO. Just not even a little LOL. Just like a hey, hey.
So what? What TV show hits your funny bone?
Oh man. Lately, Kroll Show.
Mm. Yeah. Krollsies.
I need to watch the new. I guess they're starting
final season.
There's a lot on the new.
Yeah, but
Wheels Ontario's gone off the rocker.
Yeah, I've heard things about it. I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah.
So funny.
I got Sarah into it, so I'm on my way.
I love that they just drop weird little references about their healthcare system and like they're like the sides that they do, like little sides like, oh, but it'd be okay to get an abortion because our country offers it for free.
Yeah.
And then he flips his hair.
That intro though, the intro will always be it's like, hey, get yourself a bag of milk. Yeah. Or no, what was it? People want to dress well here.
People tucking their blouses here. They want to dress well. This is a Saskatchewan.
It's so fucking good.
Here's a loony to buy a bag of milk.
There you go.
Like, oh, are you coming in here like Prime Minister?
The references is like, it's like, whoa, who do you think you are? Lead striker for the Ontario something.
They have a little like tip jar for the Queen, like for luck.
Yeah, yeah. Like, make sure you put a loony in there for luck from the Queen.
Yeah.
We got Inu and Endy here.
Hey, Toons, how you doing? Good.
Legs.
Good?
That's your name. Legs.
Yeah.
Such a diss on natural human activity.
I do still like up for pasta later?
The best thing that I think I'm looking forward to on the new one is is that they're finally Dr. Erman is going to find the killer.
With Bill Burr's team. Yeah.
So it was so good.
Oh,
is
man.
Is that it? Kroll Show?
Parks and Rec, though. That one,
yes.
Smashing
it all the time.
That's a show that makes me laugh out loud. Like, just
LMFAO on the floor.
Yeah, LMFAO, like the band.
I'm
like the uncle and his nephew, which is the weirdest teaming of two people that look the same age. And then you realize, no, they don't, even though I thought they did.
Yeah.
And that makes you a racist. Cause
it does. You're thinking it. Everyone was thinking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we just said it. So there you go.
Yeah. I think that Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Exactly. Oh,
that's
a good show.
Parks and Rec.
The captain
though is like I feel the breakout star of that fucking every time.
Yep.
Like you don't think he's gonna get funnier, and then he just does something. You're just like, you son of a bitch. Like, I didn't want to like you anymore, but now I love you.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. There's not a lot else though.
Yeah.
Like the YouTube stars. Like we were talking about how we usually catch on to people early. Like Good Neighbor was a big one for us on YouTube, and now. They're all at SNL.
Not all of them.
Yeah, they are.
Are all of them now?
Nick's now a writer there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed is that guy from the AT&T commercials, what's his name?
Beck?
Beck Bennett.
Yeah.
He's in all kinds of YouTube videos, like all over the place.
That's Good Neighbor, yeah. That's
Good Neighbor?
Theater.
Oh, yeah, there's like three guys.
Yeah.
They do the one with the
Human Life or something.
Kyle, Nick, and
the
Beck.
Poop Tribe.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
And then
the poems one is so fucking good.
But the poems, yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
It's good. We'll go out watch them after the show.
Or the where they do the dinner, they reenact the dinner from Hook.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Like, oh yeah, that's them.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what?
So
you know what I like? Yeah. Oh, I should have said this. There's a guy. There's these guys called. Oh, now I'm not gonna remember what the fuck they're called.
Don't do it, dude. You're on the spot. Come on.
Donnie Devanian and this other guy, and it's like they're from San Francisco, mm-hmm. and they have a sketch series called My Roommate, My Friend, And they're weird because they get longer and longer. Like the last one was like 25 minutes long.
Oh, jeez. Damn.
But they're really funny. They're so weird.
Then shout outs then, guys. Ah, damn it. I'm going to do it. Hold on.
I should never
not be on the air horn.
I know, right? Dude. Oh, that's right. No, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. So there's probably a bunch of them in there now. So
we just hit a bunch of air horns.
Hey, whatever. It's cool.
Oh, is it not on? And then we had to do some trickery,
but you know it's behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
y'all can check it out on the DVD we got coming out. Yeah, yeah. I said DVD, not Blu-ray.
No,
No, fuck it, Laserdisc. We'll put it out on Laserdisc.
We're going backtracking.
Backtrack.
The other one for me is Britannic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
They had Joss Whedon on that one, the bathroom coach.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty funny.
They're
like,
good.
Oh, you stupid bird, get out of here, bird. I don't know.
I like Jake and Amir, but that's more just like them talking to each other.
Yeah, that's just their
that one's
dynamic.
Like hit and miss,
but that's like what introduced me to Benny Schwartz, I think.
Yeah.
That or the...
You really push this? You really want to be Scott Aukerman,
gang.
Don't you?
The dress-up gang, that's what they're called.
Huh?
You really want to be Scott Aukerman, don't you? I just feel you wanting it.
I'm just a big fan of Benny Schwartz, man.
Yeah, so you want to be Scott Aukerman so he can be Benny Schwartz and you guys can do a thing. You just
I just like champing.
Solo bolo bolo, dancing to the solo people, bolo.
You know?
He's got it good. He's even got the body movement going in here. It's fucking great.
You're doing it pretty good.
I just listened. They just had an episode with Horatio Sands.
Yeah, that was crushed it.
Raish.
The Raish.
That actually was one. That episode made me LOL.
I almost drove off the road because I was LOL went all over the place.
And I like how Scotty was kind of like, this isn't our normal show, guys.
Yeah, he's like, if you're coming in right now, this isn't what we're about. This is just a thing.
Yeah.
But speaking of what we're about, dude, we should get into Homie Harmonies because we should close out the show.
Oh, he's doing this? See, I told you he'd do it.
I didn't do it. See, I didn't do no hand signals.
I know, but you always wanted to, like, let's go.
I told you at the top of the show, I'm in, get in, be funny, get out, all right?
That's true, we don't want to
push don't overstay your welcome.
There you go.
Don't want to push
bam, 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 don't overstay your welcome.
Oh, shit.
Don't get pregnant.
Yeah, don't get pregnant out there, America.
Yeah, just, Liz Lemon.
Just make sure that you make sure you wear a condom, even though it's feels better without it.
You guys make sure that when you have sex, you use a condom or birth control.
I feel
or,
like
perhaps like a morning
like
after
we have
pill.
A perfect unspoken.
Yeah.
Between Murray as an agent for Tracy Morgan.
Then what are you going to do?
I can't believe I scored this.
All right, so we do a quick one, and then we can just skip Homie Harmony.
Yeah.
Finally right. made it right. in this agent
So Tracy Morgan has just come out of his accident. Is that too dark?
Nah, I can deal with that.
Tracy Morgan is
And he's you're just Murray then.
But can the audience deal with it?
Exactly. And then Murray, he's found a new agent because people aren't, you know, they think that he can't hack it anymore.
Taking on a new client?
Yep.
And
I don't know about this
scene. Action.
Mr. Murray, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just great. I just had a band meeting and now I'm having a actor meeting.
You telling me you manage a band?
I married my band?
You know, you managed.
Oh, yes.
My accent's a little weird. You'll get used to it.
I've only been in America for a couple of years now, and it's still weird to me.
Do you want me to do some of my material?
Yes.
All right.
That'd be great.
This is what I do. This is what you got into.
That's
what I do on stage. And I say, Liz Lemon, have you seen 30 Rock Murray? It was a pretty big show.
Actually, I in New Zealand, we have a show called 40 Rock.
40 Rock? That's 10 too many.
Well, we prefer to think that it's not, but, you know, whatever.
You crazy Australians and your metric systems.
We have a lot of rocks. New Zealand has a lot of rocks.
Liz Lemon gave
me a pep rock. Have you seen the Lord of the Rings films?
Lord of the what?
You know, Lord of the Rings. You've got a few rings on your finger there.
Oh, you mean Lord of the Onion Rings over off of Jackson. Yeah, they got good fried chicken.
Yeah, did you bring me any rings?
Sadly, I did not, Mr. Murray.
That's all right.
You want me to do my stomach thing again?
Yes.
Okay, here I go. I'm actually a little self-conscious about it now, so I'm going to opt out, if you don't mind, Liz Lemon. I mean, Murray. I want to come clean with you, Murray.
Are you saying that we could get Tina Fey as well? Because that would really blow up my career.
Me and Tina, Liz Lemon, I like to call her. We don't speak in terms as much after my accident.
Because she only sent me 40 rocks, and I wanted 30.
So she's a fan of our show, 40 Rocks.
It could be connected. I'm not quite sure.
Wait. Did she? Oh, my goodness. She must have adapted her show based off of 40 Rocks from New Zealand.
I don't know what you just said, but you reached out and touched your brother's heart. And I feel it.
Yes.
I'm going to call Liz Lemon right now. And we go.
Temple of Doom is my favorite movie, and I love to reach into people's stomachs and touch their hearts.
I'm not familiar with that material, Mr. Murray. Is it Murray or Murphy?
It's Murray Murphy.
You ever throw a chihuahua off the roof of a project for sweatpants money from a Puerto Rican?
And then I ran downstairs and I caught him so he didn't die, because I would never kill a dog or any living creature. I would never do that.
That is a lot of agility on your part.
Yes, I ran track and, well, we don't have high school in New Zealand. We have the next school.
Okay.
We call it.
Was it a unified school district, or was there a rivalry involved?
Oh, there were so many factions. A lot of factions. It was very difficult.
Are you saying infection? Like what I got on my third wife when I got her pregnant?
Do you call pregnancy an infection? Is that what we do in America? I don't think I want to be here anymore. This is ridiculous.
That's for the best.
I can watch that show like all day.
See? Yeah. You could? Okay.
I really just...
Well, I like that. That was a good... Kill it. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. My career will be set off forever.
I feel like we got absolutely nowhere. This was the worst band meeting
of all
time.
Which is exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things they would show at like the Golden Globes when 30 Rock and Flight of the Conchords was both nominated.
Yeah.
Just throw Tracy Morgan in to be good.
You think he's just on like on retainer? Then you'd be like, yo, we need someone to fill this spot. Yo, where's Tracy at?
You know how they do those cross-ups though? Like they did the Office one and everything?
Sure.
Like, that would have been an awesome one.
All right, bro. Homie Harmonies.
Oh, no. I deleted my video.
What?
On Instagram.
That's
what happened. I hate that it refreshes when you put it, you leave it open and then you come back to it and it's like, refresh. No, don't do that.
Yeah. We did so many good takes and we had so many fucking good on air horns.
Fuck you, Instagram. Fuck you. We could do another one really quick.
You know what? I don't know what I'm going to say for Homie Harmonies.
No.
Didn't we already do that part?
Oh, we finished. Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. We go back to Homie Harmonies.
Oh.
Now that we've all connected.
Now we've all vibed.
We have a new Homie Harmonies.
We got our sauces on. We mixed that shit in. And now we got to figure out if it's maybe better or worse. Because it could be worse.
Can I start just to sabotage?
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
This is the end.
Oh, I thought you were going to like boom, boom, bam, 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 bam. Sabotage.
You don't know the next lyric of that?
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage. Is that the song?
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I was, because he started with, it's only just beginning.
Just begun.
And then I'm like, this is the end.
What song is that? You said it so lazily, like, this is the end.
Wait, sing it, though.
Is it a Cure song?
No friends. The end.
This is going to be the saddest Homie Harmonies at the end.
Is this a song about suicide?
Sounds like it.
I'm not a Doors person.
Yeah. Dude, come on. No one listens to the Doors over here.
I don't believe in doors. It's either walls or open spaces. Okay,
real.
That's all that I accept. And
doors close connections.
I would
and that's
be a very
not what
bad
I'm about.
Architect is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a reason
think,
for that.
Rome? Did they even use doors?
I don't think so.
Did they even know what those were?
Think
they barely
strict,
had the wheel. They
I think it was a strict pillar system. Yep. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I think. I'm not sure.
They
BK,
had those
what are you doing?
Giant stone doors, or just a wall that moved.
I feel like your motion makes me feel like they're cupping like boobs, like that's what the columns were designed for, holding up boobs.
I think I nailed it looking at the lyrics. So
what is it then?
This is the end, my beautiful friends. This is the end.
This is a song that
it's it's not that song.
Don't start because it'll never stop.
It will never stop.
Don't stop because you'll never get enough. Jamal.
Don't stop when you get enough.
Come on. Oh, right up on me. Okay.
Sound like you got it.
How now, brown cow? Wait, are you trying to think?
Stalin. I'm Stalin is what I'm doing.
Chris R. taught me a good tongue twisty for getting prepped.
Yeah.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch.
I'm not even, I already remember what the outcome was from last night, so I'm not gonna.
Oh, you did?
I'm not gonna do it.
You did it last night?
No, I didn't.
Irish washing machine.
Irish wristwatch.
Isn't that just alcohol? Sorry. That's horrible. That was bad. Okay.
You know what the fuck you just said, little kid?
Oh, shit. Got it. Perfect one. The most perfect one. A young poet, I believe in the 80s, a turbulent time in U.S. history, it was decreed that...
Yeah, when you rode on airplanes back then, there was always turbulence.
Oh, yeah, every time. It's our ozone was fucked up more than it already is. But that's not the point. The point is, a young scholar once quoted, it takes two to make a thing go right. Right?
That's why you got lids.
Wow.
These are adult sippy cups.
Yep, that's what they're
for. Oh, so you're adjusting the lyric to fit. Okay.
No, it takes... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It takes two to make it outside.
It takes two, and then also it still takes two. You were
gonna
say
bad.
It
I thought it was
three.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm gonna. I can't do that though.
Okay.
So it takes three to make it outside.
It can be an original lyric. So
yeah. So that's what I'm gonna say. So I'm gonna adjust it, and so when we put it in there, when it gets to that part, I'll redo it and do like.
So what you're
it
saying?
It takes three to make it outside.
So it's a great compliment. What you're saying is that you and I together, everything's
out of sight.
It's all right.
But oh, yeah, I think that was right.
It takes three when we get Luke involved.
I mean,
out of sight.
If anything, we should just have our own little new Splinter show. We'll call it the Splinter Show, and we just strictly talk about Master Splinter from TMNT.
Yeah.
Game?
A game.
Dude, how about that shitty Splinter in the new movie?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
He looks like a fish rat.
Luke, is your middle name start with a J?
No.
Oh, my God. It could be BK. CJ LJS Long John Silver's. We could add a whole.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to think of like what LS could stand for, like
Los Santos.
Los Santos. Yeah.
The city from Grand Theft Auto.
We're hitting a fast food chain.
Well, Luke, it's all on you. You got a homie harmony, or you can really just opt out and say you're done.
I'm looking at Pepper Songs because that's one of my favorite bands.
That's
so
a good band.
Ooh, yeah.
Little
I thought you were talking about the title Pepper by the Butthole Surfers.
No. Dude, Dinghole Surfers.
Dinghole.
If we could get away with it, because I feel iTunes would pull it just because they'd be like, Dinghole sounds pretty shitty.
I don't think so. I think you could say Dinghole.
No, I don't think so. I don't want to push
it's
it.
It's so new that you can get away with it.
Push it.
FCC is not on it yet.
How about, I'll just go with this one.
Yeah.
I like your style. Damn, 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 damn.
Is that the name of the song?
Like your style. Yeah.
Is it a green song?
No, it's a
Pepper song. Listen up, bro. God, pay attention. Just know, because we're going to put it in there. So, yeah, like when you say that, it'll be playing in the mix. Like when someone downzones it, you know, where you can get it on our website and shit. And they'll hear it.
I don't know the words, actually. But
yeah, it's cool, man. If you want, you can just sing like the little melody, and then we'll sync it up to that. So that way it sounds like you're just killing it.
I heard that on the episode I listened to.
Yeah, we love doing that. It's the best thing.
It's the best part. How many times has It Takes Two been on the program? Is this the first time?
I think it's the first time, maybe.
I hope so.
We'll figure it out. But now we're at the end.
Yeah.
So now this is the part where we get into like, Luke, what do you want? What do you want these people to see? Like, what do you want them to fucking look at? Like, besides your dick.
Yo, all right. This is what you got to do.
Plug up the submarine, bro.
Get on Twitter at Epic Tiki Comedy. Get on Instagram at Epic Tiki. Get on YouTube, youtube.com/EpicTiki Comedy. Go on Facebook, search Epic Tiki, like our page, tell your friends, come to our show at the Comedy Spot, February 21st, Sacramento, California. February 21st, 10:30 p.m. Test Kitchen.
We're gonna respect be cooked it.
We're gonna be cooking up all kinds of comedy.
Real ass shit.
Yeah.
Situational.
Kim Martell is the guest. She's very funny and inappropriate. You wouldn't expect it in a small white lady the way she, you know, she's very hilarious.
I like that.
I'm losing my gangster voice that I have.
But we got,
it's okay. We got the track behind you. So
all that'll be on the friendshippodcast.com. We'll link it up.
And
yeah, we
very
do that.
Very soon, the sexy podcast with J.R. DeGuzman and Luke Soin.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah. It's going to be so
keep
sexy.
Your eyes out for, can I say the title?
Oh, Dehydration is our next sketch. Oh, yeah.
Another
it's
exclusive.
Premiering.
Premiering.
Uh-oh.
Premiering at the February 21st Epic Tiki's Tiki Talk Talk Show live.
Boom.
At the Comedy Spot. So come to the show. It's a free show, and you get to see a brand new sketch that only seven other people have seen, probably.
And only airing once, right?
Forever. The only time ever.
Never to premiere again.
So if you're not there, you won't see the shenanigans in our shower at my house.
And then it's it's on.
Then no, it's gonna burn. Like after that, you're gonna burn all the equipment, just everything that was involved in it, just fucking die. And my microphone's fucking up, so whatever.
Well, we now have to thank you all for tuning in.
Do we? No, we don't. Just
thank you.
Take it out how we take it out, bro. Which is fucking friends for thank eternity, for loyalty, honesty. We'll stay together through thick or thin. Friends forever, we'll be together. We're on top because we play to win. Good night, y'all.
This podcast is a part of the Dirty Garage Studios Network. For more information about the Dirty Garage Studios Network, go to dirtygaragestudios.com or follow us on Twitter at DGS Network.